listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from Vancouver at the Vancouver Convention Center East Ballroom, located on unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. We are now with a representative of the Beijing Xiaotang IT School of Software Engineering. So, hello, how are you doing today?
Hello, I'm fine. Thank you.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Yulia. I'm a director at the School of Software Engineering at Beijing Jiaotong University.
And how are you doing today?
Doing great, yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. So for people listening in right now, for some context, we've been interviewing exhibitors from all over the world just to talk a bit about their universities, a bit about their programs. I'm wondering with the Beijing, I think with other schools, I'm kind of interested in what they specialize in, what brings international students to the school. And in the case of Xiaoting, Beijing is becoming more and more of an international city.
True.
Can you speak to that at all?
Yeah, because China, it's a very, economy is a very, very developing country, and it's become very popular as one of the destinations to go study abroad. So we want to introduce our programs, which are one of the specialties of our school is software engineering. So we offer bachelor, master, and PhD programs in that. And you don't really have to speak Chinese because the full program is in English. And also we have a summer school programs, which students who have interest to do something in mobile application development or Chinese language and culture, they can do it for 2 or 4 weeks. So they can come and they learn more about China, Chinese culture. They can experience, they can visit IT companies to get to know more about the country and the school. And if they would like to do it later, so then they can come and try to get as exchange or degree program student.
So in terms of composition, what do you kind of find is the amount of international students studying on campus?
We have 1,500 international students coming from all over the world, which most of them coming from France, United States, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, Russia, Germany, Ukraine. Yeah, so it's very diverse.
And tell me a bit about the city of Beijing. I don't think a lot of people have thought necessarily about studying there. What kind of city
Beijing
are they in store for?
Beijing is very developed. It's a capital of China. And previously we had Summer Olympic Games in 2008. So it's a very beautiful city where you can find big downtown is super developed. And also you can find big amounts of different parks and Summer Palace, the Forbidden City, if you want to see the Great Wall, if you want to have different kind of foods. This is a place number one to go and visit in China.
Lots of different cultures in Beijing too as well.
Yeah, it's very diverse.
So tell me, if while this program is accessible for those who don't speak any Chinese languages, can you learn more Chinese through the school?
Absolutely, because most of our students who come to study with us, they don't speak Chinese. So once you join, even for the summer program, you do language and culture from scratch. So you get to learn it, and the program is full in English. And we have this buddy plan when the students being put with a pair with the local students. So if you have some daily problems, you can get in touch and they will help you.
And you have a pretty comprehensive scholarship program as well?
Exactly, yeah. So we have different kind of scholarships, from the university or from Chinese government. Also, we have different scholarships for the students can apply from the school directly. So all of them available.
Are there opportunities to work in China after you've graduated from the school?
Absolutely, because also one part of our program is internships. So we have a good relationship with different IT companies. So our students being employed by Microsoft, Oracle, Baidu, Google, Thomson Reuters, and there is a Silicon Valley located in Beijing. So it's employment of our students is 100% for the last 10 years.
Amazing. And if people want to find out more, where can they go? Where can they go online to find out more about the school?
They can check our website, which is rgxy.p. Well, they can just check Beijing Jiaotong University.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a complicated URL, rjxy.bjtu.com/
School of Software Engineering in Chinese.
Right, so definitely, but if you get the chance, look up Beijing Jiaotong, and that's Jiaotong University School of Software Engineering. Thank you so much for joining us, Yulia.
Thank you so much.
So again, for people who are just tuning in now, this is a live broadcast with CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting from the Study and Go Abroad Fair, which is going on until 6 p.m. with seminars at the top of every hour. You're just missing one seminar right now at 3 p.m., but there will be more free seminars at 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. We're also going to be CITR DJing a bit here afterwards. So, you know, if you're in the area, come by, say hi, and feel free to recommend a song. Not by Colin, because no one will be there to pick up the phone, unfortunately. But, you know, feel free to come by and say hello in person. So coming up now, we have a song with Astronaut again, the song Hawk. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the Study and Go Abroad Fair. We're going to be here until 4 p.m., but this fair, which is about getting local students, people acquainted with studying, traveling, working, and volunteering abroad internationally, all the opportunities that exist therein, come on down because this is free. It lasts until 6 p.m., and there are also free seminars at the top of every hour starting at 1 p.m. We're just in the middle of one seminar right now, and then at 4 p.m. there's going to be another seminar, at 5 p.m. another one following that. I'm currently with a representative of Study in the Netherlands. Hi, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Not bad at all, not bad at all. Could you introduce yourself and your position?
Sure. My name is Nadie Wesseling. I am an intern at the Dutch Consulate, and we're representing the Dutch universities here.
Are you traveling with the fair in its entirety, or are you just making a few stops?
No. So there will be other representatives also from the embassy and from the consulate in Toronto and Montreal.
And how did you get involved with the Dutch consulate?
Well, I'm in the political science program of the University of Amsterdam, as well as the master's program of Middle Eastern studies of the University of Groningen. I just applied for an opening for an internship, and I'm researching renewable energy sector here.
Fantastic. Fascinating. So tell me more about why international students choose the Netherlands as a location.
Yeah. So the Netherlands is a really nice open culture towards international students. A lot of our bachelor's as well as our master's programs are taught in English in its entirety. So it's quite easy for international students to transition to a bachelor's program or a master's program or an exchange summer schools in the Netherlands.
How is the integration in terms of if people do want to learn the local language?
Well, it really depends. In my bachelor's program of international relations, there were about 50% of international students, and they were there for 3 or 4 years. So they were a bit more inclined to learn the language. And also there were some free language courses offered in to learn Dutch. But for most master students or exchange students, they don't really see the necessity of learning Dutch because basically everyone speaks a little bit of English in the Netherlands. I believe we are the first country, non-native English, although the level of English in the Netherlands is quite good.
It's definitely, we were talking before we went on air about just in terms of international regard and renown, the Netherlands is actually quite high up there.
Yeah. So the level of our universities is really high. I believe we're on the third place next after the UK and the US. So the level of our universities is really high. And the cost of living, the cost of the tuition fees are relatively low, looking at the quality of education.
Mm-hmm. What about in terms of breadth? What kind of programs do schools in the Netherlands offer in terms of range? So like what kinds of schools are like law schools, medical schools?
Yeah, so we have quite broad universities. So our universities are divided into faculties. So for example, my own university of Groningen has 11 faculties, and we have quite competitive programs in medicine, in law school. But we also have a different system when it comes to law school, because you can already start law school from your first years in your undergraduate program. So that's quite different too. And there are a few more specific universities that are more focusing on technology, such as Delft and Eindhoven. Wageningen is more specialized in agriculture. So every university has its top programs, but in general, I think Dutch universities are really broad, and that's also what kind of defines them as well.
So tell me a bit about the culture as well. Like, how is that for international students coming in?
I think for Northern Americans, it's quite easy to adapt because I think we have even the same climate. We have the same values. We even have the same products in our grocery stores. You can get the same food. So it's for especially people from this part of the world, it's not very hard to transition. But we also have a large influx of people from China, people from Saudi Arabia. And what I really like is the Dutch student life is really defined by all its large variety of organizations, associations, study associations. But you can also, if you're into chess, you can join a chess club. If you want to do pole dancing, you can join a pole dancing association. Just for every hobby, there's an organization.
Lots of variety.
Yeah, lots of variety. And also, a lot of cities in the Netherlands are really student cities, so there's bikes everywhere. We do everything by bike. And the distances are really small, so you can just meet your friends 5 minutes from your home, and it's I think that's really, I really like the student culture in the Netherlands, and
yeah, absolutely, it sounds idyllic for the student lifestyle.
Yeah.
So if people who are listening right now want to learn more about applying to a school in the Netherlands, where can they go?
Yeah, so you can go to studyinholland.nl. And there you can find all information about the different student cities, the different universities, the different programs, the cost of living, everything you want to know you can find there. And I would just, what you could also do if you're not sure, if you want to study in the Netherlands, do a summer school there, see what the opportunities are. And I would definitely recommend studying in the Netherlands.
All right, great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to be with you live on air until 4 p.m. Then we'll be transitioning back to our studio at the UBC Nest. Coming up now, we have a track, Making Breakfast from Twin Peaks. Oh, sorry. Actually, my producer is correcting me. We have a new track, He Say, She Say from Shad. Thank you.
Thank you.